toss the play down, the deep ball down the right side, early third quarter. How did that come open?
Talking about the Cowboys game?
Yeah, yeah. The reason I ask is that's the kind of play that I think Aaron wants to get you going. He said a couple times we'd like to get him involved early. Now it happened early in the third quarter, not necessarily the first quarter, but how big for you and him to connect on this? That's your deepest play of the year.
I mean, for me, it's just getting used to scrambling with him, what he wants to see, and, you know, adjusting to the style of play here, and not just getting adjusted more and more each week. So sometimes things take time, you know, to get comfortable with the way that, you know, from practice to the games, the way he manages things and what he's looking for, you know, learning to scramble. It's like being on fast breaks with different point guards. You know, somebody like to throw the, you know, if you play for the Warriors, you run to the three-point line. You know, if you play for you with Chris Paul, you run into the rim to get alley-oop. So it's just like getting used to that with him on the fast breaks when he's scrambling. Like, you know, am I running to the opening? Or am I going deeper? Am I coming short? Just getting repetition of doing that, because you don't really get too many of those at practice. So it usually happens in a game. Or they jump off sides, like, you know, where am I? I'm usually in the middle of the field. He's usually rolling to the sideline. So sometimes you get lost in the middle of the field. So just learning how to play on those fast breaks with him is just something that it just takes a little time because you don't get to see it that often.
So would you be more of an alley-oop guy or more of a spot-up three-point guy on a fast break?
I'm a little bit of both. Okay. I mix it up. Sometimes if I'm feeling it, you know, I run to the three-point line. I feel like with Aaron, it's more about running to the three-point line. You know, you're going to shoot deep, like take the three, you know, more so than going to the rim. So just, you know, try to get to the three-point line.
Gordon, we saw you guys in camp work a lot on the fade, red zone stuff. This offense has been really, really good in the red zone this year. That hasn't always gone to you, but have you noticed teams maybe paying a lot of attention to you in the red zone because of your ability to do that? Do you think that has opened up some of these other things?
No, I haven't scored many touchdowns in my career, so I don't think anybody's worried about me in the red zone. But I'm nice with it, so, I mean, they still got to respect it. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's early in the year. I don't know. I mean, whatever it is, I don't really care, honestly. It's just those guys been getting open a lot. Jordy's been open a lot faster. It's like, who could get open the fastest? And you turn around, and no one's on Jordy. It's like, hey, that's Jordy Nelson. Go cover Jordy. Why y'all jumping me or, you know, whatever it may be? So it's just a way that the cookies crumble, you know. A crumble cookie tastes just as well as a fully baked cookie. It still tastes like chocolate chip.
But does it taste as good as a cake with sprinkles on it from last week?
I mean, cake is good, too. I mean, dessert is my favorite meal.
Martellus, you guys had all those GIFs come out this week. What was the process like of going through those and getting them all put together? It seemed like it was an awful lot of work.
Is it GIFs or GIFs?
That's a great question.
The guy who did it says it's GIFs. I like saying GIFs, but the guy who made them says it's GIFs.
Yeah. Christopher Columbus liked to say he discovered America. So who knows, right? But it was pretty cool. I think a lot of guys, you know, it was just, you know, getting guys to show their personalities and directing them through different emotions and things like that is always cool, especially with men, because sometimes they don't know how to express themselves. So you got to kind of give them different scenarios of what may have happened in that and why they would be reacting like that, which is always funny because I feel like I come up with some crazy scenarios and some that wouldn't be actually that a lot of these guys wouldn't deal with, but if they had to, I got the right expressions out of them. But it was really a fun process. It's been doing very well. I heard it got over 100 million views so far, so I feel good to be creative and different. I just like to create, so anywhere I get a chance to create and make things, which is like my true calling in life, and I try to do it as often as possible. And anytime I can share that with my teammates, I try to do that as well. So it was fun to have them in a creative process in a different realm out of their comfort zone.